Blog Talk Radio.
Have I heard you say?
keep on
changing,
yeah.
Changing up your mind.
It'll keep on, it'll keep on
changing,
yeah.
Changing up your mind.
I'm telling you, telling y'all.
Keep on rolling.
You should try it.
You 30% Scottish? Black as you is?
I know.
Is this a white doctor or a doctor that gave you this test?
Not that it matters, but yes, he was white.
Well, hell, that's all you had to say. A white doctor is 99.9% reliable. Black doctor is an oxymoron, unless it's a witch doctor. Well. Who knows? Maybe I'll take me one of them tests.
I mean, why should Alex Haley be the only person to discover their roots, you know?
I'm sorry, Alex, what? Here it is. My test results. Can you hear my heart beating? Oh, the white man, science is amazing, ain't it? Oh, no. This can't be. It says I'm 102% African with a 2% margin of error. Why, Lord? Why, Lord? Why?
Yeah, what's up, family? What's up? What's up? Yeah, what's up? I'm talking about right here, man, for the love of money. OJ's talking about for the love of money, getting this thing started right here on Culture Freedom Radio. Hey, why are we opening up with OJ talking about it for the love of money? Because that's what our topic of conversation is about tonight, y'all. The money, the money, the money. Show me the money. Give me the money and I can buy me some honey. You know what I mean? What's up, y'all? Welcome to Culture Freedom Radio. This is, man, February the 18th, 2014. Give y'all some of that country slur in here. 14. Yes, sir. You know what I mean? Man, delighted to be in the house with y'all on a Tuesday. Snuck in here on y'all doing. Snuck up in the house. You know what I'm saying? I'm just country today, y'all. I can't help it. I can't help it. Man, you know what I'm talking about? Hey, y'all, tonight, y'all, topic of conversation is In God We Trust. When and why they put a deity on our money. Oh, yeah, yeah. Y'all know how I do it. I always got to come with the two-peat. The two-peat like the two-piece. We got to say it again, y'all. In God We Trust. When and why did they put a deity or God, y'all, use they word, English, God, on our money? Yeah, they put a spell on us with that one, too, when they put that word in there, God or deity. Hey, y'all, y'all know we got to get into it. Talking about this money tonight, y'all, getting into the money, which a lot of y'all love, man. Y'all love that goddamn money. You know, you do anything for that money. That dollar bill, y'all. That's what the OJ said, that dollar bill, y'all. Hey, let's get into it, y'all. Man, we're going to get into it tonight, y'all. This show is hosted by none other than your brother that is, Brother Eric and Brother Sun Ray. We coming in here, y'all, try to get y'all nothing but the best, man, and whatever the hell we come with. Shit, we just all over the place. We talk about everything over the sun, under the sun, around the sun, in the earth. Shit, it don't make no damn difference. Culture Freedom Radio just versatile like that. Let me bring my brother in here, y'all, so we can get this thing cracking, y'all, so we can share this knowledge on y'all tonight. Let's say it one more time, y'all. Let's illuminate y'all. I know y'all get scared of this goddamn word sometimes, so I say it anyway. Peace to you, Brother Eric. Peace, brother.
Oh, peace to you, man.
Yeah, you got it.
Peace. I'm trying to get myself together, bro. I've been running.
Yes, sir, man.
But I'm here. Too. I'm here, so bear with me while I get my shit together. That clip kills me, though, by the way. Aaron McGruder is something else, bro.
Yeah, you actually know they got
an actual
movie coming out there. You know they actually got a movie coming out with him, an actual movie. Yeah.
No. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you can go on YouTube and actually watch it. They got a guy, they promoting it. He went to some award, music award. And he looked like the man. He talked like an actual character. It's supposed to be Uncle Ruckus the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to check that out. Yeah, that shit killed me. That fool said 102% margin or something different. That shit crazy.
Yes, sir.
And that fool said, Alex who? Alex what?
Yeah. Yes,
sir. God damn. But anyway, y'all, we trying to figure out why the hell they got In God We Trust on the dollar bill. Is it Brother Anthony in the house?
No, that's a late brother. Thank you, chill.
Oh, okay. Okay, and why is that on that dollar bill? And when did it show up on the dollar bill? They say, through my research, it's saying that it was adopted as official motto of the United States in 1956 as an alternative or replacement of the unofficial motto E Pluribus Unum, which was adopted when the Great Seal of the United States was created and adopted in 1782. Goes on to say, In God We Trust first appeared on the U.S. coin in 1864 and has appeared on paper currency since 1957. So during this period in the 1800s, there was a man by the name of Reverend Watkinson petitioned the Treasury to add a statement recognizing Almighty God in some form of our coins. Now, we're going to have to look this fool up. Who the hell is Reverend M. Watson? And they also used the Treasury Department to add that on there during the Civil War to add motivation to the troops and the country to declare that God was on the Union side of the Civil War. So, this dollar bill has In God We Trust. Do we see anything that reminds you of God on the money? Do we? Majority of people would say no. You know, I would probably, something to the effect, maybe a picture of Jesus or something. But there's nothing that indicates anything God-like or what the majority of the people tend to see as God-like on the dollar bill. But nobody's ever asked these questions. You know, people just take the money, don't even look at it, and don't even know what they got in their hand. It's a note. It's a bank note, okay? Now, if you told me to come over to your house and fix your car, right, and you're going to charge me $100 to fix your car, okay? So when I finish fixing your car, you give me a bill, right? You give me a bill for $100 to fix your car, right? Now, I give you $100, which is a bill. See? You're just exchanging paper. It's exchanging a contract, so to speak. Paper. A note. Exchanging notes. Like you do in class. When you wasn't paying attention, exchanging notes and shit. A bill for another bill. Because the money ain't backed by nothing. It's a promissory note. Now, it gets very interesting when you look at this dollar bill. Right, Samurai? Very interesting. It has a distinct smell to it. And the more money you got, the more it stinks. Don't it, Brooke? It'll be smelling, huh?
Yes,
especially brand new money got a distinct smell to it. Some people love that smell. You know what I'm saying? Fucking with your senses and shit. Let me get my shit. They say the money is made out of cotton and linen and different inks, depending on the different denominations of the money. Right? And they said they get the smell from, like, the ink. And dirty hands, and also cocaine, which I thought was interesting. They say they put cocaine in the money. I'm trying to look at my notes here. And you could go Google it for yourself. I'm trying to find it here so I could got so much shit printed up. Hold on, bro. Give me a few minutes. My son crying, and I'll be right back.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'll play something right fast, bro. Let's see what we got, Let's see. Play this right fast. Now we're going to play this right fast. Right
in the past 50 years, 33,000 feature films have been made in the United States, and about 6,000 of them have had parts for black actors. For the most part, the black portraits have been drawn by white writers, white producers, and white directors for a white audience. Most black parts were the way white Americans wanted them to be. The black male was consistently shown as nobody, nothing. He had no qualities that could be admired by any man, or more particularly, any woman.
When the sun goes down, the tide goes down, the darkies gather around and they all begin to shout, hey, hey, Uncle Doug is free.
White people didn't like to think much about them, sort of like a relative you got in a rest home. I mean, happy darkies, dancing and singing was all they wanted to hear about. Being good Christians, the whites out front liked to think the blacks out back were kind of happy. Uncle Tom's Cabin was one of the first movies made that tried to say anything about black people. Uncle Tom was changed a little each time it was put on the stage, and all the parts were played by white actors, and by the time they made a movie of it in 1903, Uncle Tom was just the white man's idea of a good nigga. You might say he was what H. Rap Brown ain't. They made this picture 5 times. By the time they finished with it, Mickey Rooney could have played Uncle Tom. Minstrel shows started as the black man's entertainment for himself and the plantation owners. When they were filmed, though, they were done by a white cast. You figure that out. They were done as sort of a joke, and the black entertainer couldn't even get a job making fun of himself.
All right, son. All right, right. You can just take that as one of your black history facts for the month, y'all. We're still in black history. That was Bill Cosby narrating that one right there, just talking about black history, the lost, stolen, and straightaway history of our history. Y'all heard it, like, went into dealing with, you know, since he's acting, went into dealing with that. But right now tonight, y'all, we talk about this money, y'all. We talk about the money, y'all. In God we trust. I hear you back right there?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can't find it. Hopefully I'll find it before the night's over.
No problem, son.
If these children give me some peace for a minute. But yeah, this is interesting. In God we trust.
Mm-hmm.
What does trust mean? Well, trust means a belief that something or someone is reliable, good, honest, effective, etc. It's also a trust fund, a trust deed, a trust estate, In God we trust. So we haven't, just with that title alone, or phrase, we are putting faith in a piece of paper. Mind you, Sumray, we was picking cotton when they was writing "In God We Trust" on the money, and it's made out of cotton. Cotton and linen. We put faith in something that ain't nothing. Brothers always bragging about how much money they got. Money ain't power. Let me see. There's a summary. This was crazy, bro. Well, it wasn't crazy, but it's true, but it was just, I don't want to say shocking. But I just want to say it's true, but surprising to find out what white people call black people. I got this off the internet. This guy says, someone I know works closely with a Jewish businessman. One day we had an honest conversation in which the Jewish man asked, do you know what my Jewish friends call the black community? And the brother said, no, what do they call us? He said, we call you liquid money. The same way that water flows out of a man's hand, money typically seeps out of black people's hands the same way. He said, your community gets money and immediately gives it away to people who aren't black. It's a Jewish man talking.
Damn.
We see that as a huge business opportunity. Then he equated it to our paydays and our tax refunds, where we go to some little Asian parlor or Asian store and go cash our check. But that's how ignorant we are about money. See, because how could you, Sumray, be successful, bruh, in this world if you don't even know what the money, what you got in your hand means? You don't even know what the motherfucking money in your hand means. Maybe explain why you spend it so goddamn much. And maybe it might be something else. But we're going to get to that later on. You ain't even looked on the motherfucker to see who the secretary and treasurer was on that motherfucker. Or how old is this dollar? How old is this dollar? How old is this 50? You know what I'm saying? Could be worth something. As far as, you know, people who collect shit like that. But the point I'm really making is we don't even understand, first of all, the language, second of all, the words, the images, the pyramid, the one eye, and why is it green? Why is it in the geometrical shape that it is in? We got a book here me and Brother Sumray highly recommend that you go get. It's by Mustafa El Amin, Freemasonry, Ancient Egypt, and Islamic Destiny. It's a very good book. It's an easy read, too. It's written by this brother. He goes in. He also has a video on YouTube. And you can check him out on YouTube. And he go into... And he go, I'm doing my show. And he goes into various aspects of the dollar bill, Freemasonry, Islam, and Christianity. Now, Sunray, we got to look at this as a scientist. And notice how they got all these geometrical shapes on this dollar. You got pyramids, you got circles, you got right angles. But nowhere, no mention of a Godhead on this. Not yet, anyway. And you got the number written four times in the corner. But before we go any further with this, Summer, you got something to say? Because I'm going to play this clip.
Okay, you go ahead into the clip, brother.
Okay.
On the back of the dollar bill, you'll see the symbol on the left-hand side of the bill, which is Anuit Coeptus, which means our enterprise is now a success, or our enterprise is crowned with success. Anuit Coeptus. So you say, fine, so you have an enterprise and it's now crowned with success. What enterprise are you talking about? Novas Ordo Seclorum. Novas is novas, meaning new. Ordo is order, and seclorum is where we get the word secular, meaning the world. So it's new order of the world, the new world order. George Bush's new world order is now it. The triangle at the top with the light emanating from around it is Horus. The god of the ancient Egyptians, of course, this is an Egyptian pyramid. You don't find pyramids in America, you find them in Egypt. And that pyramid is the symbol of the eye was in the Egyptian religion, Horus, which was the newborn sun. Every morning when the sun came up, his name was Horus. There was that was the solar divinity in Egypt. Horus was God's son, the light of the world, who is risen. He is our risen Savior, our risen. And so Horus was referred to as God's son, and that's why the light is emanating from around, because it's the sun. The sun is a round eyeball of God. The ancient Egyptians believed the pupil of God, was the sun, and he's watching you. And therefore, the sun was very bright. And so today we even say someone who is extremely intelligent is brilliant. They're bright. And that's why God is, of course, the most brilliant of all. Therefore, the sun is the most brilliant because it's God's eye. All right, anyway, there are 13 layers on the pyramid. And the 1776 at the bottom is 1776. A lot of people think it's because of the country being founded in 1776. It has nothing to do with that. As I said, this is on a document published back in 1774, 75, and then in 1776 the Roman numerals appeared on it in Europe. So what it amounted to is that the 1776 was when this secret society actually formed itself into a secret society and put itself into operation. They were the basis for what we call today in our country the Bavarian Illuminati was the basis for what we call today the Colombian faction. The Colombian faction of the Illuminati came here right after this government was formed, and that's where we get today the Columbia Space Shuttle, Columbia Movies, Columbia Television, you know, Columbia Records, everything, Columbia University. As a matter of fact, Columbia TV, Columbia Broadcasting System, CBS. What is the symbol for CBS? It's the all-seeing eye. And that's why our government is in the District of Columbia, because these guys own our government. They print our money, and they own not only the government, but they own you. You are their property. So, in other words, these guys print the money, they run the country, and they own you, and they own everything around. There are 13 layers in this pyramid. There are 13 letters in Anuit Coeptus. But 13 is a very important number to this secret society. the 13 stripes, the 13 stars here, which make up the Star of David, the 13 berries, the 13 leaves, 13 arrows, the 32 feathers here and 33 feathers there. Everything is done in sequence of 13. 13, of course, is based on, this is what we call Masonic symbolism. Freemasons designed this dollar bill. Everything is done in sequence of 13, and again, on the $1 bill at the top, you'll see this little image right here. But if you blow it up from an actual photograph, you'll see it as a little owl. It's a symbol of the Bohemian Society. The Bohemian Society meets in California on the last 2 weeks of July of every year. I have pictures showing all of the presidents, all of the living presidents, excluding the new one, but all of the living presidents at Bohemian Grove in Northern California, and they're all wearing red and black Ku Klux Klan dress type of regalia, like the Ku Klux Klaners, with the pointed headdress and everything. And, I mean, that's quite a sight to see presidents dressed like Ku Klux Klan members, right? And they're standing in front of a big open pit of fire, and behind them is about a 20 to 25 foot owl behind them. And the article in Elm Magazine and Time Magazine, I've got two or three different magazines showing basically the same pictures. It says that the presidents meet with all of the heads of industry throughout the world, all of the heads of state throughout the world, and all of the most important wheeler dealers in this country, and they all meet up in Northern California, and they have rituals where they go before the owl after midnight. And then what a picture you got, with all the presidents dressed up like Ku Klux Klaners with black and red robes on before an owl. And these are your presidents of this country. And the reason why they chose the owl is because the owl is a symbol used in Europe by secret societies, because the owl is wise, because it sees things in the dark. And the implication is, of course, that's why they are where they are, because they're very brilliant and they know things that you don't know.
Okay, we back, family. So, when you're doing your research, you come to find out that your money is satanic. You know what I'm saying? It's saying something. And the God they talking about ain't the God you think they talking about. See? Could that be why it always passed through our hands? Because remember, money represents currency, like the flow of water, current, electricity. You know, they say money is the root of all evil. So we can't say that when you study what it means. So basically, you'd have to curb your intentions to get the money. That's why people commit this, what you call sin, in order to get the money. Because that's what the money represents. So you got people stealing money, killing over money. Doing anything for money. The more money you get, the more evil shit you do. It's that current of evil. Satan written all over it. Remember, it's a Freemason symbols all on it. And if you study Freemasonry long enough, you'll come to understand they practice sin worshiping Satan. But they don't, most of them don't know it. And practicing Satan is just philosophy. Ain't no hell underground and all that. It's just a philosophy. It's just opposites. On one side, you got God, which is positive, and you got the devil or Satan, which is negative. You can't have positive without negative. They coexist. They teach you that in school. 5 plus 1, 5 minus 1. You get into integers, positive and negative integers, positive and negative fractions. But they make this big old story up about God and the devil to have you fucked up. So you won't engage in the negativity. Can't have everybody knowing how this game works. Wouldn't be able to pimp there. So you trust what's been given to you. You work for 2 weeks, 40 hours a week, and you get a piece of paper. To go in cash to get some more paper. And in your mind, you think you got something. I got some money now. But do you? Do you really? What if you took all this money to some island or country where they don't even use money? You couldn't buy a damn thing. You'd have to trick them into accepting your paper. Because you go over there, they don't even deal with money. They just, you know, exchange. You know, I got some chickens for your calf or whatever. And your money can't do me nothing. Where can I go? I can't spend it nowhere. So the money would be worthless. But we've been falsely taught that it's worth something. Now, I'm going to have to play a clip because I'm going to have to take a break for a minute, and then I'm going to come back if I can find it right quick. I think this is the one.
On the back of the dollar bill, you'll see the symbol on the left-hand side of the bill, which is Annuit Coeptis, which means our enterprise is now a success.
My bad, that's the wrong one. I had myself on mute. Man, I can't find it. Let's see. Damn it.
You remember the name of the book?
Let me see.
Hold on.
I'm sorry, y'all. Okay, it's called Owl Found on a $10 Bill. I might not even have that loaded.
I guess.
You got it?
I got it.
Okay, play that clip real fast, and then I'll be back.
All right.
Hello, fellow YouTubers and truth seekers. If a lot of you are into, like, the conspiracy stuff and that, I mean, I get into it a little bit, but sometimes I just don't have the time for it. But one of the things that's always intrigued me is, like, on the back of the dollar bill, like, how it has the pyramid. And then, like, a few years ago, somebody found an actual owl, like, hidden in the number one on the front of the dollar bill.
Some chicken. What?
And,
do another one?
Of course, they relate that to the owl that was videotaped in Bohemian Grove, where you had all these world leaders and people in positions of power worshipping or doing this kind of seance to this giant statue of an owl. I guess it was Alex Jones that infiltrated it, and he video recorded it and stuff, and just the fact that, you know, this pyramid, the Illuminati and everything is kind of like, their symbols are included in the dollar bill is just kind of weird and stuff. So, and I guess a lot of people probably shrugged it off as just a coincidence and such like that. But I got curious and I took out my $10 bill. It was like a 2009 one, and I scanned it, put it in Photoshop, and blew it up like really big, just to see if I could find anything. And I actually found, I was just looking for an owl, but as I scanned through the $10 bill, I found a lot of stuff, and I'm just going to share it with you, and you can give me your thoughts on it and such. Let's go to the first thing, which I guess would be the owl. Right here. Sorry, this is going slow. I got so much stuff running on my computer right now. I really got to blow it up for you in order to see it. And there you go. There's your owl. I mean, I guess it kind of could look like a cat too, but I mean, I'm seeing an owl, the big eyes, the ears right there, and then the body of it. It's just kind of weird, you know. I really wasn't expecting to find an owl, to be honest with you, but I did, and it actually didn't take me that long to actually find it, but I couldn't see it on the $10 bill without even with my magnifying glass, I didn't even see it. So that's why I had the idea to put it in Photoshop and blow it up like really large. And right there he is, right near the pillar, you know. I'll show you some other weird things I found on this $10 bill. I don't know who designed this $10 bill. I didn't look it up. Here I found a face on another column. As you can see, it's not in these two columns. It's actually not in any of the other columns. It just looks like a demonic face in there. Let's keep scrolling over. On this column, I found the initials. It looks like a DT, or it could be a QT or an OT. I'm leaning more towards like DT. Deity. Well, there you go. I think I just solved it myself by just talking about deity, if I pronounce it out. Deity, it's like a god. It's I think that's what that is. It's a deity. I forget the definition of it, but I'm pretty sure that's kind of related to, you know, other pagan religions and stuff like that, a deity. Well, let's go look over here. I knew I found several things here. I'm going to have to zoom out just so that I can see better. Oh, here we go, down here. Alright, for all you guys that are into that JFK conspiracy stuff, looks like we have a sniper in a window. Guy even has like a hat on, like a mask. Here's the gun. Here's the arm, and here's the body. thought that was kind of interesting right there. Zoom out again. I'm gonna have to zoom out several times here. It's hard to see where I put them all. So it was 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's actually 5 things on here. And I guess this would go back to, for you JFK conspiracy people, the guy that was hiding on the Green Knoll or in the bush, there's a face actually in between the letters E and S. So I don't know what the significance of that is, but I mean, I really looked over through this bill and I didn't see any other kind of faces, but just the fact that you got this green stuff here kind of reminds you of a bush. And then you have this face, here's the ear, the eyes, there's the nose. It just looks like somebody hiding in a bush. So I thought that was interesting as well. I'm trying to see which ones I missed here. Wish my computer wasn't running so slow, but it is. I don't know if I found any other ones. We covered that one, and that one. So yeah, I guess that was it right there. It's just some anomalies I found in the back of this $10 bill that I thought was kind of interesting. And I just thought I'd share it with you guys, but there is an owl in the $10 bill as well. I looked on the internet to see if anybody else found an owl in the $10 bill, and I can't find anything on the internet. What was funny, when I was looking at the back of the $10 bill with my scope there, my lens, I thought the owl was over here near the tree, because I was like, oh, that looks weird, it looks like an owl. So I blew it up, and it was just a branch and stuff, but you certainly have an owl, like, right there. So, and it's uncanny how this guy looks like a sniper, and you got the guy that looks like a guy hiding in the bush up here, a demonic face right here, and then you have D&T, like, deity. I don't know. It's kind of, that's my analysis of it. What it all means, I don't know. I don't know why they're putting owls in it. I don't know if it's the same artist that made the $1 bill. But, alright, leave your comments below, subscribe to my channel, please, and have a great day, guys. Thanks for watching. Bye.
All that shit on your money. And people don't even know. Comrade Farrakhan said for Savior's Day, this last Savior's Day, that black people need to start investing their money. Now, I haven't been following Farrakhan like I used to, but I never remember him saying nothing like that. Not talking like investing your money. So see, we don't even know what our money says. You know what I'm saying? So Stanley said, money, power, respect. Yeah. But shit, you got a lot of it, but you don't know what it means. You knew what it meant, and you spend it differently. You know what I'm saying? If you knew what that motherfucker meant, you would spend it differently. It's just common sense. Shit, what you don't know will hurt you. See, we're not taught these things in school. They don't want everybody to know that shit. Because you think in a different way. first of all, you wouldn't put so much importance on it. You see what I'm saying? You need it. Yeah. You need it to live in this society. But you really don't need it. You just think you need it. It's the way this world is. And every world out there that uses currency. But you notice they don't fight wars over currency. I ain't fighting over that paper. They're fighting over something that's real. Land, natural resources, things of that nature. Yeah, oil. Stanley said oil. Gold, all that. Not that money. They tell you that the United States is in so many trillions dollar debt. So when they tell you that, you be thinking money. You don't be thinking like gold, oil, land. You think money. But see, the other countries know what this currency represents. And mind you, I'm not saying that the United States ain't the only one that got Masonic shit on their money. The Freemasonry runs worldwide. I'm just talking about this one right now. Two circles. On the bill. Two different worlds. Look inside them circles. We're dealing with two different worlds. Can't even find my dollar bill. So since there's two sides to every story, two sides to every coin, two sides to everything, two sides of life, one side you don't know. You see? You ain't been introduced to that side. So, we're making it rain on females with the money. That's representing Satan. See how it just goes hand in hand. Money draws negativity as well as positivity. But nothing but negativity is written on it. But then again, you can't have the positive without the negative. It ain't no one-sided thing. It's like the two circles on the dollar bill. You got Jesus and the devil. They coexist. Opposites are attracting all day and night. Just like molecules are moving through your body. It has to be a negative. The negative is really the positive. So you got two different worlds, the world of the occult and the world that you know of. So welcome to the world of the occult when you want to deal with shit like this. Because all the occult means is hidden. So there's ladders that you have to go up to associate with the occult. You have to have a certain decorum. You got to understand. And they really civilized in their decorum. Hidden in plain sight. You see it, but you don't see it. But that motherfucker seeing you. That's why I got the eye in the pyramid. I know you, I see you. All CNI. I know what you're going to do with this. I know what you're going to do with this money. Any situation, deal with money. Going to jail, got to pay some money. Go to the doctor, got to pay some money. Die, got to pay some money. Bloodsuckers of the people. Sucking your labor. Satan sucking your labor. You working for Satan. And don't even know it. And be mad in the motherfucker if your check is short. Sorry, don't you be mad in the motherfucker if your check's short. These motherfuckers shorted me 2 days.
Well, it's good.
You be hot?
Motherfuckers mad for 50 cents.
I'm finna go 151 on the motherfucker. My check ain't right. Huh, bro?
Yes, sir.
Shit. Fuck with my money. You see what I'm saying? That money represented us. My motherfucking sweat and tears. Shit. I work hard for this motherfucker. I labor for this motherfucker. And you mean to tell me I got all this bullshit on this motherfucker? God damn, son. Shit. It ain't nothing nice. But it is what it is. But when you know what it is, you know, you tend to start to treat it like what it is. Because if you ever think about it, Sunray, even if you ain't got no money, you figure out how to do what you need to do. You just got to think about it a little bit harder. But you'll be able to get there. Or do whatever you got to do. Am I right or wrong, bro?
Yeah.
You just got to put some effort in that motherfucker. But you'll get that motherfucker. Think on it. That's real talk. Shit. Money is a comfort zone. It's like Linus with that goddamn blanket. Comfort zone. You feel comforted in shit when you got that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You get the money, you just calm down like a little bitch and shit. Oh, I feel so just... Because you got some paper in your motherfucking pocket. Conjuring up emotion and shit. You know what I'm saying? And the top of it off ain't got nothing but white men's head on that motherfucker. Homosexual than a motherfucker. You ever trip off that shit for some reason? Ain't got nothing but old white men on that motherfucker, just their head. What you trying to say, motherfucker? Because you already know something, right? They infatuated with phallus symbols and shit like that. Homosexuality run amok through Freemasonry. And run amok. I ain't talking about the brothers Freemasonry. I gotta say that because somebody might say, well, he's making plain. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. Hey, bro, make that shit play because we don't get down like that. I'm just saying. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. For the love of money. Find women who say they love their man, but they love his money. They don't love him. Motherfuckers married for love. When the money gone, they gone. Paper chaser. Living in the society, that's what it was designed for motherfuckers to do. To keep ruling society. You know what I'm saying? To keep ruling society. With paper. You know what I'm saying? Everything you do got to deal with some paper. Throughout your daily life, because I'm pretty sure you ain't no fucking gardener or growing no vegetation. I'm pretty sure you ain't doing that shit. So you just spending money everywhere you go. It's like a habit. I'm going to go to the store. Why? Because I'm hungry. You got food in the house, motherfucker. Or you just ate. I'm going to spend some money, though. You know, some people spend money just for the thrill of spending it and buy shit they just don't even fucking need. It make them feel good that they buy something. But they don't even really want that motherfucker. Or haven't you ever bought some shit that you really, really wanted? Then you get that motherfucker, you'd be like, man, I don't really care about this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it
is. It's the psychological work that's being played with the money. Conjuring up desire. You know what I'm saying? Feelings of power, fucking with the brain, releasing chemicals in the brain, dopamine and all this other shit, based on a piece of paper. So, Ray, you walk different when you got some money in your pocket. Don't tell me you don't, bro. You got a little strut in your walk when you got a little money. That's when you got what they call big money. I got some big money. You know, big money is like money that you really don't get, but, you know, that big money. You ain't seen that wad in a minute. Yeah, you got a little strut with you. You feeling proper most, huh? You lightweight balling. You know what I'm saying? Personality change a little bit and shit. Might holler at a little female on the corner. You never know. Look at her. I'm pumped. Conjuring up emotion. With nothing but satanic shit on that motherfucker. Oh, shit. Since we done generations and generations like that on a piece of paper, that's just preparing you for what you got now. Your computers, your cell phone. Oh, yeah. It's in their DNA to adapt easily. Ain't no work involved. Just show them that shit. They ain't gonna know what it means. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how it affects the psyche. See, because that shit is put on there for a reason to affect your psyche. It's a reason for every fucking thing. It's just not to let you know, okay, worshiping the devil. It ain't just like a simple, like, oh, I just want you to know, this is devil worship here. No, them signs and symbols be affecting your fucking psyche, man. It's a reason why there's an owl on that motherfucker. There's a reason for that shit, because when you see that shit, it does something to the brain. Can't wait till my check. I can't wait to pay that income, goddamn it. Can't wait, but then you gotta get that motherfucker away. Damn, I got to pay these bills. Can't store up enough negative to create a positive. But if you know what that motherfucker means, maybe you'll start thinking about that motherfucker more and changing how you spend that motherfucker. If you start looking closely at it and start examining it, you treat it differently because you know what it is. You know what you're dealing with. Sorry, go ahead, bro.
Yes, sir. Yeah. You asked the. Let me see. Can I get the bill? Yeah, the question. In God we trust. Man, that's a good one on that. And that one on there. They asked that question. In God what we trust. I had to ask them first of all, what motherfucking God you talking about first? Because you know what I'm saying. All of you know, what God you talking about? I really don't get into that concept of God too deep. But I'm gonna have to ask them which God you talking about. Because, you know, you got different religious beliefs that has, say they got different gods. Whether it's, you know, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Hindu, whatever. They got different religious beliefs. But we all, like, we live in America, we holding the same dollar. You know what I'm saying? We got the same dollar in our pocket. Talk about in God we trust on it. And then, like I said, we're going back to what you were speaking about, brother, about masonry. And y'all Mason brother, I ain't going in too deep on this shit tonight, though, but so don't worry. But if, like I said, we're going in from the European perspective on the shit they do. So we're going to put it like that right there. So, but, you know, we had a lot of the European Freemasons, like the Benjamin Franklins and the cats like that, who were instrumental in doing and dealing with the designs of the money and the dollar bill. So, you know, most of them, you know, they were the Masons anyway. So, and a lot of this stuff is heavily laden with Masonic symbolisms and signs and stuff. And a lot of y'all can see, man, this comes out of Egypt, you know, because they steal everything up out of there. They symbols and signs and all of that. Y'all see the pyramid. Y'all see what all of them represent. But anyway, to go back to that, and the masonry anyway, because even being in the lodge, this is a little problem some people don't say. They'll tell you, you hear some cats that tell you, well, you got to be a Christian to be a Freemasonry. Uh-uh. Wrong one. Wrong statement. No, you don't. You know what I'm saying? To be a Mason, the only thing that requires you to believe in a God. I know some of y'all brothers, yeah, to believe in a God. I don't give a fuck you. Like you said, once again, you believe in Allah, Jehovah, Yahweh, whoever, as long as you believe in that concept of a God. So when they put that on there, in God we trust, whose God you trusting in? Whose God that you're trusting in with that? And then you got to go into it also dealing with these cats who came up with the symbolism and talking about God. Ask them about the concept, and I put this in the chat room, and you see, damn, I lost it. Ask them when they put in there talking about the Hebrew word for God. What are they talking about when they say God or the G-O-D? They talking about Gamar, Oz, Dabar. And you talking about what the fuck y'all are thinking about. Just because they always putting it on there. What do they talk about, Gamar, Oz, Dabar? Now, I'm coming here from a Masonic dictionary. And, you know, so I'm getting y'all something. It ain't nothing shit I'm making up. getting. But here we go. It says the Hebrew word for beauty, strength, and wisdom and supported of Freemasonry is Gamar, Oz, Dabar. The initials of these words compose the English name of the deity of what and who. So you got on there your dollar bill, when you're reading this thing in English, you talk about God, and we know a lot of these words, even the word God, is a Germanic word, not a Germanic language, still is a proto-European language, come from the word good. So you have the word God or good. Just take off a G. I mean, take off one of the O's, and you just got good. That's why they be hollering in the church all the time, God is good, all the time, because this all the goddamn word G-O-D actually came from anyway, from the Germanic word. It's cold play, word play. But once again, y'all, who and what did this God represent? Who and what God? I remember hearing a lot of brothers, the brother Eldon said back some time ago, he said, don't get happy when you hear somebody say the word God. Don't get to shouting and jumping up and down and cheering and shit, because they say, yeah, I sure thank God. Don't jump up and down, because he might not be talking about the same person you're talking about. Just as they talk about Satanism and Lucifer and shit. You know, somebody could say that word like they said in some part of the Satanist church. They say Satan is God. They say he's the creator of the heavens and the earth. I've seen that in one of the, I can't think of the name of it now, but it was so-called like a satanic Bible. And they got a creation story. It said he created everything. Not your so-called God that y'all think about, not the father of Jesus or whatever, Yahweh. Nope. They say that it's Satan or whatever, Lucifer. Not Lucifer, but I'm going to say Satan created everything. So these terms we have to get familiar with, a lot of different terms. And let's go into the etymology, start learning the etymology of a word. Etymology is just the origins of a word and how a lot of these things derive. That's what we really have to start digging down deep into. So when we start using word terminologies, we need to know the origins of them. What did this word actually come from? You know, because we're speaking this English now, or modern English. Now, we have to put it on in modern-day English. But there's a such thing as Old English, Middle English, and all of that shit. It comes from Latin. And we, like I said, once again, we're speaking English. And you go back to the root and study. Just go back to the root. And when you go and try to find it, and you will go into what they call it, Proto-Indo-European language. And that's what this English come from. It goes, like I said, from Latin and all the way to different things of what we have, Middle English, Germanic language, Anglo-Saxon, and study these type of things. So that's what we're dealing with. English language, proto, make them stand it right now, Proto-Indo-European languages. Get into that and study and find the origins of a lot of these words. So, but going back to some of these things, let me get back into some documentation here. When it says, "In God we trust," read this here coming from the U.S. Mint. You can check this out at usmint.gov, and it's going in here to talk about "In God we trust." It says, from the Treasury Department records, it appears that the first suggestion that God be recognized on the U.S. coin can be traced back to a letter addressed to the Secretary of Treasury from a minister in 1861. An act of Congress approved on April 11, 1864, authorized that the coinage or a coin of two sides or the two-cent coin upon which the motto first appeared. So in 1864, you know, Congress approved that on this two-sided coin that the motto, "In God we trust," be the motto on the coins first, not the dollar, but the coin first. It said the motto was omitted or deleted from the new gold coin issued in 1907, causing a storm of public criticism. As a result, legislation passed in May 1908 made "In God Trust" mandatory on all coins on which it had previously appeared. Legislation was approved on July 11, 1955, made the appearance of "In God We Trust" mandatory on all coins and paper currency of the United States. By the act of July 30, 1956, "In God We Trust" became a national motto of the United States of America. I had to call it Abdul Muhammad moment there. Since several years ago, the appearance of "In God We Trust" on our money was challenged in the federal court. The challenge was rejected by a lower federal court, and the Supreme Court of the United States declined to review the case. Now, also, too, now how can this "In God We Trust" thing work if you got people who are saying they're atheists and they got to run around here with this money in their pocket talking about "In God We Trust" when they say they don't even believe in God, but I got to deal with your currency, got God in my pocket. I don't know how they work. But I've seen something on the Huffington Post where somebody was taking them to court to try to get that removed from the money. But you know this shit ain't going to work. Dealing with the Federal Reserve is this fake fiat money, this fake paper-ass money this got that we have anyway. Let's see here. And then actually on our money, let's see what we got. You have different codes and stuff dealing with the Federal Reserve. And also go, y'all, to $1bill.org and $1bill.org, and you can see how to break down decoding the $1 bill and see how on the front of your dollar bill, you have like a Federal Reserve seal and you have a letter inside of that, and it can tell you, like, if it's if it's an F. It can tell you have an F and a 6 on it. They'll tell you if the Federal Reserve House is actually in Atlanta. If it's in Boston, you would see a A on it and 1. And it's New York, B, 2. You know, it has the alphabet and lets you know what Federal Reserve House is coming from also. And let's see, let me get back in here. Now, I've actually seen a coin actually in the guy. Damn, I got to get my paperwork back together. But actually the guy who actually commissioned a lot of this, his name was Man, I got to pull my information back up, y'all. Forgive me. Got so much shit going on. Simon P. Chase, who actually, give me 1 second, let me pull this shit back up. I don't know why I took it off. Simon P. Chase, there we go. Actually, his face I've seen was actually on some of the American dollar bills also, Simon P. Chase. You can look his name up, and you can see he had his face on a dollar bill. And there was many other people who had their name on a dollar bill besides just George Washington. So I'm trying to pull this link up so I can give you all the actual link where it was on there. Shit, I can't have any difficulties finding it, too. But, you know, he was a commissioner who actually, you know, commissioned a lot of things, too. And his picture was actually on the $1 bill. And they actually, don't y'all know they have a Native American actually on one of the $1 bills also? Strange. So it went through a phase of different people was actually on the $1 bill just besides George Washington. And like I said, the first dollar bills and stuff did not have the In God We Trust on it. It didn't have it. I could do your research, go and look it up. Don't believe nothing I'm saying, but hell, you know, I wouldn't believe nothing I'm saying my goddamn self. Try to look it up and verify it. But it wasn't on there. They had a minister prove it, and then it was a Christian minister. And now how you know, like I said, when you wanted to put that on there, it wasn't offending anyone else in their religious beliefs or whatnot. Because, you know, like in Islam, they write the word God. When they have the word, they don't put the O in it. They'll spell it G-D. Because they don't want to put it. Because I remember in Islam, I don't know how true it is, but they were saying, like, well, because you can spell God backwards and be dog. You know, so it was the whole thing about that they didn't want to do. So it was going into that. And actually, study the origin of the word dollar also. Go look up the etymology of the word dollar. And you will see the etymology for the word dollar actually come from. They said the word dollar comes from the German taller, T-A-L-E-R, or thaler, T-H-A-L-E-R, or dollar, D-A-L-E-R, which is, like I said, in the name given from a German coin, which was made in 1519. So actually the word dollar had derived from a German word. So that's just some of the things y'all can get into and y'all start looking it up, you know what I'm saying, and just go deeper into it. And one other thing right there, and pass it back to my brother. They said the portrait of George Washington. We get the portrait of George Washington that actually was put on the coin, I mean actually on the dollar. It says the portrait of George Washington was commissioned by Martha Washington and painted by American artist Gilbert Stuart in 1796. And it was saying, interestingly, a frown on his face was due to the fact that George Washington had recently had a fixed tooth. God damn, a fixed false tooth. And they said it was why he had to like a frown on his face when y'all see it on there. It says Washington would have the most influential man in American history. He's not only led by the Patriots to the victory over the British, but the most powerful military power in his time. He was the chairman of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia and the first president of the United States, which is a damn lie. But anyway, it was said that his presence gave such an civil liberty to the establishment that not one of the representatives there loosed their mandatory in those heated debates in banking. I'm fucking over there. Let me see. The face of George Washington of 1732 and 1799 is the center of the dollar bill, suggesting that the spirit of Washington is still the guiding spirit of American history. If you fold a – now, this is I got to check this one out myself, y'all. If you fold a dollar bill in half, it will fold in the center of the right eye of Washington, suggesting to all Americans that he should be guided by his vision, his character, and his faith. So they were saying, hey, this is what we got to do. I got to find my dollar, and I got to do that trick myself. Yes, sir. Now, go ahead, Brother Eric. You find that dollar and fold that bad boy in half, my goddamn self.
Yes, sir. I feel you.
And it damn near worked, too. And it did work. And it folded right on his eye. It's like the all-seeing eye. Damn.
Well, you know, all this shit is Freemasonry. Hidden. Unknown to the common man. You know? Unknown. It's influenced by Masonic symbolism. A good person to look up and read is Manly P. Hall, The Secret Teachings of All Ages. He goes into a deep analysis of Masonic symbols. Because they're all over that motherfucker. When I was researching this shit, I found out some shit I didn't know. Shit, I didn't know there were snipers in the motherfucking money and all this shit peering out of columns and shit. You have to see the video, man. You'd be like, man. Shit is wild. You don't see the owl with the naked eye. Like, you got to really, you may have to blow it up, depending on how good your eyesight is, to get a magnifying glass or something, but you'll see it. For one thing, Sunray, when we get the money, we got to spend it so fast, we ain't got time to study the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
As soon as black people get money, we spend the money. And it's the poor people who spend the most. We need to understand everything that we do in life. Everything. We got the question. Everything, son, right? Everything you got to question. Why? Why you do this? Why you got to do that? Why is that way? Understand why you do shit. Relieve a lot of unwanted stress. Tell you that. Give you some peace of mind to a certain degree. Everything you want to know that's hidden is in plain sight. You just say, look into it. They got a library in every state, every city, every town. So they can't. You can't say, "Well, shit." It's like, "Well, we ain't gonna tell you that, but we'll put it in the library." You can't say we didn't. We can't say we didn't provide it for you. You motherfucker. Shit. A lot of things in life you wish you had known when you were a certain age. But you were nowhere prepped to even want to understand or be interested in reality. When you come into knowledge, you come into a different world than the common Joe. Ordinary person has no clue or idea what the hell you be talking about. If you're into higher learning, they haven't a clue. So that tells you how powerful the mechanisms of society has worked on the masses of the people. So where you tell some people, don't tell the church, a good going church, Bible care person about the dollar is nothing but Satan. I mean, really get into it? They wouldn't even hear you. I don't think. Because everybody are taught the basics. When everybody is taught the basics, then you advance. Ain't nobody, you know, a lot of people don't want to advance. You know that something, right? They don't want to advance. They just want to stay basic. It works for me. I ain't get tired of hearing that shit. What is that shit going to do for me? That's what we say, huh, Sunray? Huh. Well, shit, y'all talking all that shit. How is that going to make me some money? That's what they say, huh, bro? I ain't got nothing for that shit. Huh, Sunray?
Man, yes, sir.
Yeah. That's what they be screaming. Y'all on that bullshit. I got time to be hearing that shit. That's all I'm talking about. What difference do it make? Stop it! Hold on, bro. Stop it. Okay. Hold on. Now go sit down. Hold on, sir, Ray. You put me on mute, Ray.
Let me just... okay, I didn't leave you on. Yeah, we're going to throw something in here right fast. Because we talk about the word God and talking about that, and then we talk about Benjamin Franklin and all of these so-called founding fathers who so-called laid the framework to even design this money that we have. These, you know, which is, the money we got now is bogus any goddamn way, because we're supposed to be dealing with the silver certificate, gold certificate, and all of these different things we're supposed to be actually dealing with and dealing with. But, you know, when they had this word concept of God on there also, and people can look at the word God in different ways, in that term, but Benjamin Franklin, now, did they have the mindset of God that we're thinking about? Or when they said God as being in the order, was they talking about the grand architect of the universe? I know somebody know what I'm talking about. I'm like the preacher in the church. I know somebody know what I'm talking about. Can I get a witness to that one? They was talking about the grand architect of the universe. Or we went back to say, Goma Oz the Boz, Green Wisdom and Strength again. You don't know what the hell they was talking about when they was getting into the framework of feeling what they were doing and having these signs and codes to inform you. So to say that this was a Christian nation, as most of them tried to say that this is a Christian nation. How can it be a Christian nation if all of your symbols and signs that you have take you back to Egypt? Because according to the so-called Bible, and most Christians say, they don't even like Egypt. Most of them, you hear them now, because the Egyptians, they enslaved the Israelites. Now, these were Christians would be saying, but they not even so-called fucking Israelites or Hebrews, as they would say, but they Christians. But they talked about how much the Egyptians slaved the Hebrews. But on your dollar bill, you saying this is a Christian nation. Now, why you got Egyptian symbols and signs all over your dollar bill? You don't complain about that. And another thing, the word God, they got this God on that, right? And I was intending to say this earlier, I forgot. God. And we know you can take that God and put a person under the spell. Like Brother Eric was talking about earlier, how we're basically out here, a lot of people do anything for money. Like OJ said, for the love of money. You got women that's selling their body for money. Brothers robbing, stealing, killing, and all of this shit for money. Yeah, we got a lot of our leaders selling out for money. you can bring up basically that name, just like you put somebody to tell the word God. Let me go back to my old Nawabian days on this one. Let me get back to some of my old Nawabian days. This one right here, I got to do this. The term God. Now, we say, like, even the Bible, they said the gospel in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they start off the gospel according to someone, to them. So the God spell. So they can put us under spell or the illusion of this God concept. Now, if you're into this religion thing, if I tell you God said don't do this, God said don't do that, I can control you with that God concept because you believe in it, you fear. And they tell you to fear God, to fear that person we call God. So if you say God said he's going to cast you into the hellfire and you believe that, I can control your ass. Don't, hey, look, I'm just walking in my goddamn house without knocking. Man, God going to get you there. That's a sin. Oh, my bad. Forgive me. Forgive me for which I have sinned, for walking in your house without knocking. See, I can just start controlling your ass with that term, God. So even with the thing in time, we got the word God on the dollar bill, right? We got a lot of people are under the spell of that dollar bill. Now, if you under the spell of the dollar bill, that's why they can have us doing anything and everything for that, because we under the spell of the dollar. That's why you can have somebody like, you can get somebody like Martin Luther King killed because somebody was under a spell. They wanted that money. That's why we can have somebody like our brother Malcolm killed because somebody was under the spell of the money and had him set up to do that. That's why we had a lot of our people, man, set up. That's why we got the Nation of Islam in Scientology now because somebody's under the spell of that goddamn dollar. They're under the spell of that God that's under that dollar. You know what I'm saying? So we under this God spell, even with the dollar bill that's on there, talk about in God we trust. Because you have a fear or something that you're going to go broke, that you can't afford this. You got to have this money. I got to have it. So none of you under the spell and the illusion that this God or this goddamn dollar going to get you everything you want. Some people think just because they got a motherfucking $1 million in the bank, they can buy love, they can buy happiness because they got $1 million in the bank. But the motherfucker sitting at home right now, lonely as a motherfucker with $1 million in the bank. So your God on that dollar bill or your God, which is your dollar bill, don't mean shit because you ain't got what you think you got just because you got money. Money don't buy you every fucking thing that you really want. Yeah, it might buy you a nice motherfucking car, but you got a lot of people ain't into their materialistic shit. They ain't with that. So your God, which is your money, and your God you trusting in is your dollar bill, ain't working. It ain't working because you ain't got a lot of people who under that God spell. You know what I'm saying? So we got to learn how to break that spell, whether it's the religious spell. When we talk about, I don't mess with Christianity no more. I don't mess with Islam. I ain't into Judaism. I ain't no Hebrew Israelite no more. So if you're not breaking that God spell, which is that in God we trust, which is that dollar bill, your ass is still in a religious mindset. You just as fucked up as anybody else that's in a so-called religion because you're doing anything to get money. We see that in the conscious community today, in this so-called conscious community. Y'all know I love to say that shit, this so-called conscious community. We see motherfuckers doing anything for the dollar because they still under this God spell because they under the spell of a fucking dollar. Take it or leave it. And God, you trust it. You trust in that motherfucking that dollar. Which got that in God. That's your God. Go ahead, bro.
Woo!
I had to pull out my preacher collar. I told you I had to go back to my old Nawabian days, Southern Baptist preacher days. My bad.
Yes, sir. Teach your ass off. You ain't said nothing but the truth, bro. Nothing but it. And that's what it is. We need to stop and think. Wait a minute. What is this shit here? Under the illusion that money brings happiness. Good time. What your boy said, more money, more problems, huh? It's like the more money you get, the more shit you got to deal with. Is that really what hell is? Because look, we all, if we ain't got it, we all want it. And everybody tell you who had it, well, not everybody, but, you know, people who tell you they had it, it's like, well, I'd rather, some people say I gave it away because it was just too stressful. And it's like, some people said, you don't even want to deal with that shit. And you say to yourself, well, shit, let me see. You probably wasn't doing that shit right. See, because some right, money ain't no relaxing when you got money. That's a, see, they think, teachers, like when you got money, you ain't got to do shit. You're under the illusion when, if you got money, you ain't got to do shit. You just lay in the bed. You just be on the beach. You can just travel and just kick it. I don't have to do shit. No, you still got to work. You got to work on keeping that motherfucker. Got to work on counting that motherfucker. Yo, you're going to have to put your work in. You're going to have to put some hours in or else you're going to lose it. You're still going to have to work. You just can't kick it. That's the illusion. Because you easily lose it. Because it's currency. Somebody going to get your ass. Like I was talking about before, Sim, right? They shorted you on your check. Or they just said, oh, we ain't going to pay you. We changed your paydays. It fucks all your shit up. That shit fucks up your currency. Affecting the heart, son, right? Affecting your blood pressure. Because you be stressing when you ain't got no money. Which is currency. Which is giving you a fucking, a certain mental state of depression or elation. But the shit ain't even real. It's all psychological. So you all fucked up. You in a bad mood because you ain't got no money. What, money make you? You ain't nothing without money? Some people feel that way. And some people look at each other that way. The whole concept is fucked up. You don't even know one another. The true motherfucker. You know him by the status. And the money. And you respect them. People with money get respect. People without money don't get no respect. Why the fuck is that? You see? Seems like the person with more money is more important than the person with no money. Because they're both human beings. But you're taught to respect this motherfucker who got money versus respect him more than the person that doesn't have money. For the love of money. It ain't nothing nice. But it is what it is. You live in this society, and in order to be in the society that you're in, you have to deal with what you got to deal with, but you got to understand what you're dealing with. step out of the kiddie mindset and step up to the mature mindset and open your mind so you can understand some shit, so you can live a better life. The more you know, the more you will understand, and the more you'll want to know. But until you want to know, you're not growing. So in other words, you're dead. You're on the decline. The brain needs exercise as well. So we need to exercise our brain. We do that with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And you can't be scared when it comes to knowledge. It ain't gonna do nothing to you. You ain't gonna leave your church, God and Christ. You ain't gonna do that unless you wanna do it. Because you can still go if you get something out of it. That's the thing I don't understand, how people are scared of learning something and delving into it. They're scared that it's going to affect their faith or something. It ain't going to affect it unless you want it to affect it. Shit, you're seeing the shit every fucking day. Once you don't want to know what the shit is. If it changes, if you start changing your lifestyle, fine and dandy. That's your choice. Ain't nobody going to make you do the shit. You decide to do the shit. Shit, what the fuck you scared of? You'll watch a scary movie in a heartbeat, but you're scared to learn some shit, some hidden shit on the Bible, or if Jesus really lived. You're scared to hear that shit. But you'll watch a motherfucking Jason cut off a motherfucker's head. You know what I'm saying? You watch some gruesome shit like that. But you don't want to hear a motherfucker telling you about the goddamn dollar bill and how they done lied to you and how this shit that's not meant for everybody to know and shit. You shy away from that shit. It don't make no sense. And I thank y'all in the chat room for rolling with us. If y'all some new listeners, peace. This is Culture Freedom Radio. Raw, uncut, we keep it real and we tell you the truth. And if there ain't no truth spoken on here, it needs to be reprimanded and nipped in the bud. Because it's a conscious mind now, and it's about opening the third eye, the pineal gland, and we ain't got time to be bullshitting and tricking. So we don't do that here. There's other conscious shows y'all can listen to. But we're not going to breathe fire down your neck and say, accept this, accept that. Or no, we don't do that. We may mention great teachers and leaders and quote them and what have you, but we're not leaning to nobody in particular. We got too many great minds that are attributed to our culture that it's a shame to even just single out one. That don't make no goddamn sense. And while I'm there, while I'm on this street corner, or on this subject matter, it's time out for that. One-sided views of shit ain't nothing, man. I don't want to hear a one-sided view from nobody. Really? But that's all I seem to gravitate towards, but it's all I seem to find, one-sided views. There's a couple other shows that keep it, you know, they give you different flavors. Shows that just have one-sided views, it tends to get boring after a while because it becomes repetitive. You see? Because our leaders taught different things, and they were profound in a certain area of what they were promoting. You see? So if you just, like, stuck with Martin Luther King and civil rights, you know what I'm saying? It's more to it than just civil rights. You know what I'm saying? And if you just stuck over here with T.D. Jakes, or if you just stuck over here in the Nation of Islam and you can't see outside of that shit, or you just stuck over here with the Nuwabi, you can't see outside that shit. I mean, celebrate, if and when we do build our own nation, which we, the nation is going to be comprised of different denominations, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
We ain't all going to be Muslims, and we all ain't going to be Christians. So, well, fuck, if we're going to build some shit and say we're going to have our own nation, well, shit, we're going to have to accept the Hebrew Israelites, we're going to have to accept everybody. Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We're going to have to join hands. We're going to have to, you know what I'm saying? Negotiate and build. Going back to that dollar bill with the two sides, two different worlds, the world you know and the world you don't know. Because believe you me, the motherfuckers who are the Freemasons and who set this shit up come from all countries on the planet. Are in agreement with what has been established. I think it was 7 Freemasons or 6 who signed the Constitution in the first place. Other countries aren't in compliance with the agenda. And it ain't about the dollar, but they're telling you what they represent. And they don't care what they represent. It's just all about trade and commerce. I don't give a fuck. You can represent the devil if you want to, but we don't do that shit over here, but shit. We can trade. I got my diplomats, you got your diplomats. I got my ambassadors, you got your ambassadors. I got my Freemasons, you got your Freemasons. See, I don't necessarily agree with your doctrine, but we under this order that we pay homage to, this order. We stick to the order, the rules to the order. That's why when you join the lodge, they don't care what religion you are. They just want to know if you believe in a God. Why? If you say, I don't believe in a God, well, you can't be a Freemason. Why? They ask you on the juror stand if you want to be a juror. Do you believe in God? You say no. They say you can't be a juror. Why? Why? In God we trust. You could say you don't believe in the God and still be okay. People think if you say something blasphemous about God, you're going to be damned to hell. And don't even understand the words that they're using with this bastard English language. I read somewhere everything you say has a reverse meaning to it. So in God we trust, trust in the God. Uh-oh, the God. You see, we reversed it. The, being a definite article. Who are you identifying? So you gotta look at this shit for what it is. It ain't no plaything. See, the older you get, the wiser you should become. See, we got a problem with teaching our children about money. And nobody ever taught you about money. Nobody taught you about no money. Nobody taught you how to save money. Some parents have taught their children how to save money, but the majority don't know how to, the science of saving money. What the hell does that have to do with? Since money is like the vicissitude of life, because without money you can't live. How come nobody ever taught you about that? They don't teach you that in school. Somewhere, you ever took a course in money in school? Hell no. You gotta wait to go to college to get that shit. I'm talking about just the basics. They don't teach you that shit. Teach you about the presidents and all this other shit. They don't teach you about no money. They don't teach you about the wars. They don't teach you about that money, which you're gonna use every day. That's why you sit in class somewhere and you be like, how the fuck I'm going to use this shit? I don't see myself using this information that you, why I got to learn this shit? I ain't finna be using this, I ain't finna be doing that shit. They ain't teaching you about no money, though. They teach you how to count. They will teach you that to make sure you pay, motherfucker. But we ain't going to teach your ass about this money. And how to save money. That's all I got, bro.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's been a powerful one, bro. It's been a good one, good one. Yeah, I'm about out my damn deck. Get ready. Man, get ready for Friday's show. Oh, family, yeah, we're going to be back on Friday, too. Man, yeah, real interesting topic coming Friday for y'all. Ass. Y'all know how we do it, Cousin Freedom Radio. Friday show, y'all, will be entitled Black History, Chop and Screw. Black history, chop and screw. What the hell y'all talking about chop and screw? Well, y'all know how y'all, from the time we've been talking about how our history, y'all, how and trying to find our heritage or whatever and our place in this society, whether it's in America, Africa, or whatever. I'm just going to deal with America. Since we said we was in a thing called slavery for 400 years, and some people said we wasn't, you know, see, that's a part of the history we got to find out, too. Either we were, either we wasn't, that's what we got to find out, too. But a lot of times in this, we'll be talking about how our history is being tainted, being fabricated. Y'all know my new word I've been saying lately, though. We've been copying, pasting this motherfucker. We've been getting some super glue, adding this from Ned, cutting this out of Time magazine, shit out of Ebony, and putting this shit all on one poster board and saying, bam, here we go, this our shit right here. So that's what we're talking about. This shit is being chopped and screwed, Black history style, y'all. So no longer that we had white folks, y'all. Can y'all believe it, white folks? We knew they were lying to us. Can you believe your own people been lying to us about a lot of shit? Yeah, they have. They have. So that's what we talk about this Friday, y'all. 6 p.m. Central Time, y'all. Check us out. Go to Free to Radio. Man, your brother, man. Brother Eric, Brother Sunray, then Brother Hannah. We be in the house, y'all. Y'all check us out, y'all. Black history. Shopping screwed. Man, you want to tell. Y'all want to go tell somebody. Tell somebody the other one. So, hey, y'all, we see y'all in the house then this Friday, man. Peace and love, y'all. Man, Culture Freedom style. That's how we do it, y'all. Man, yes, sir. Yeah. Let me see. Let me get us up out of here. Let me find me one thing. Let me find something right there. I was thinking we were talking about God. I got to leave y'all with my partner because I got to find my partner, y'all. Give y'all a list something. And I got to preach y'all up out of here. Let me read that down. Where you go? Can't find the motherfucker. Can't even find what I'm looking for, but yeah, I'm going to give him something. Yeah, so, but like, you also, family, don't forget, y'all, go check us out on our website, official website it is, culturefreedomradio.webs.com. One more time, culturefreedomradio.webs.com, the official homepage for Culture Freedom Radio. And y'all go over there and check it out, man, you know, all the information, up-to-date news, man, from around the world. Shit just happening in your neighborhood. You can find it right there, too. We just got things from all over, y'all. Go in there and check it out. Man, CulturefreedomRadio.web.com. I said to Friday, y'all, we up out of here. Let me leave y'all with this one right here. This is my partner, y'all. Might be my homeboy. Yeah, he's my homeboy. We got some folks in our neighborhood just like this. Let me leave y'all with Uncle Ruckus, y'all, to ease the pain from all this hardcore shit we brought tonight, y'all. Peace, y'all. Culture Freedom. Most definitely been in the house.
People say to me, Rocker, I said, huh, who said that? They say, how do I make it to White House? Well, start by asking yourself, how is my relationship with the white man? Do you celebrate the white man's goodness every day? Do you stop and thank the white man for the food you eat and the clothes you wear? Huh? Well, if you don't, you going to hell. Now, I want everybody who isn't white to turn to a white person and say, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, there are those of you who say I'm a racist. There are those of you who say I'm wrong for hating them. Well, I call y'all all hypocrites. Because each and every one of you can name 10 niggas you hate right now if you had to.
I never thought about it like that. There's Tyrone, Leon, Eddie.
You don't have to admit it. That's okay. Cause I know you done already counted off 5 niggas in your head. You're like, I hate that nigga Jamal. Oh, I hate Otis. I can't stand Usher.
Oh my God, he's right. I hate Usher too.
What?
He's right. I think I hate black people.
Tom, stop being stupid.
No, I think I hate them all. I don't like Puffy. I don't like Kobe. I don't like any of them.
Snap out of it. Come on, we're leaving.
That's right. Somebody out there is feeling the spirit.
I am. I am. I feel it.
If you black of skin and full of sin, come forward so I may lay my hands on you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Black, be gone. Praise white Jesus.
Thank you.